Jade, look, a lot's been made, I guess, of the performance last week, and especially the final minute. What were the major sort of learning points taken out of that sort of last minute of the game last week that can be taken into today?
It's learning how to close out a game that you should win. So a lot of things happened. You guys would have seen a lot of the things that could have been done better. So we've just gone pretty high detail as to how we could, as a club and a coaching group, as well as players, make sure those situations get closed out better. The detail is best obviously kept in-house, but clearly we shouldn't have lost from where we were.
The loss of Jesse Hogan and also Cam Pedersen this week means probably a restructure for the forward line. Their loss is obviously quite profound, but how do you go about structuring with Chris Dawes back into the side and probably some smaller players down there?
Yeah, well, we haven't gone with two ruckmen in the team, or prefer ruckmen who are not necessarily a natural forward, so we've gone that way today. And this report, we have someone, targets to kick to, and Chris is more of a high work rate key forward, so Howe's going to be required to do a fair bit more work as a big than what he has in the past, and Watts is someone who can go down there as well. So clearly not ideal when you lose Hogan, and Pedersen's form had been fluctuating, and despite him breaking his wrist, so we'll probably look at it a little bit different this week anyhow.
Jay, Tomo here, mate. Good to have you on, pal. Good luck this afternoon. Just wondering about that. You look at your scores for Collum, and obviously the wins column, and that's an area that you're no doubt really trying to improve on, which is hitting the scoreboard more. Where does it break down, or where are you trying to improve as a club? Is it weight of ball, inside 50s, opportunities for your forwards that is letting the group down at the moment, or is it something else that the club's trying to work on?
No, it's a mix of things, Tomo. No doubt that how we move the footy from end to end has an impact on it. Our execution, we do put ourselves in a situation of inside 50s and somehow find a way not to convert that. And conversely, that the inside 50s we don't make the most of generally leads to one going back the other end. So we've had games where we're minus 15 and minus 20 inside 50s, and it does make it hard to compete on the scoreboard. So there's a lot of things that are factored into that, the setups around the ball, our method of ball, how we both win it and then defend it when the other opposition have it. So it's quite a holistic thing, but at the end of the day, if you're minus double figure inside 50, it is always hard to kick a winning score.
Looking at that young midfield, who are going to play a huge part in moving that ball quickly, how have you seen that group coming together this year? Brayshaw, Tumpus is starting to show a little bit, and of course some of the players that you're able to trade in from other clubs.
Yeah, I think Vince has been a real acquisition. He hurt his hamstring in the pre-season, so he was a little bit behind the rest when the season started, but his last month's been super. Viney's really been fantastic for us. He played a good role on Stephen last week, and we vary his role from doing a bit of a run with to just playing as a midfielder to teach him how to play both parts. Jones has been going well. Stretch has been all right in the wing. As you said, Tumpus got going a bit the last 3 weeks, and we think Neil Bullen will be a pretty nice player over time. So he didn't have a great game first up last week, but he's a type of character and competitor that we thought backing up a second week in a row, he can handle that. So we're starting to get a different look about our midfield, and we bat a fair bit deeper than what we have in the past.
Jade, it's Andy Marr. Jimmy Tumpus has had his knockers since he's come into the AFL. Last week was a real positive, big step forward for him. What are you guys as a coaching group asking and demanding from him on a week-in, week-out basis to get to where you want him to go?
Oh, consistency, pretty much everything you're alluding to there, Andy. There's certain parts to his game that have been coached really strongly by the relevant coaches. No doubt he hasn't got going at all from a week-to-week-to-week basis in his time at the club, but his last 3 weeks has really started to show that he's learning with what it takes to be a consistent player. His role to go to Montagna from halfway through the second last week was executed for 99% of that time he was on him, and he let himself down the last 40 seconds along with a few of his teammates. But sometimes as a player, that can be your best learning, to cop a real nice kick in the backside and realise how ruthless this industry is, and that you've got to be able to play the game right out. So he's a good character. He wants to be a good player, and now he's putting the work in that it takes to be a good player.
And you talk about your midfield with that answer to Tomo's question before. Jack Watts, on occasions last week, looked like he had all the time in the world in that sort of heavy traffic area. Could he become, you know, more of a midfielder maybe than sort of swingman at either end of the ground?
Possibly, yeah. I think the last 2 weeks, we've seen, and I think most people watch Jack, which seems to be the whole footy world, pretty closely, that he has been in situations that maybe people don't believe that he's probably put himself in the past, and he's been better than good. He has got a capacity to make things happen around him, where everyone else moves, but he doesn't move that much, and he finds some space, and clearly he's one of our best users of the footy as well. So he's starting to marry up how to win it in close as well as us getting it to him so he can distribute it for us, and been really pleased with what he's done the last couple of weeks.
Jade, also love to hear just how Christian Petrarca's coming along, a sort of young man cut down by that knee injury, which was a real shame. How's things going in the background for him?
Oh, from what we understand with the progress reports, and it's tracking about where it should be. It's clearly a pretty big setback for a kid who just wants to come in and play and to cop a setback like this. But in a funny, perverse way, it's probably a good thing. We found the same thing with Hogan last year. He was ready to play, but the back injury knocked him around for the full season. But what it taught him was the importance of prehab and work that you do away from the club to be a true professional. So the positive out of it's been that Petrarca gets to learn that before he starts playing. But he's going to be pretty handy, Petrarca. He was ripping it up in pre-season before he did his knee. So he's another one we're pretty excited to have in our team once he's full, fit and ready to go.
I've always found this ground down here, Jade, pretty tough to play. The extra, 10 metres longer, the judging the distance with the kicks. Is there any difference in the way you coach the guys to play on a different shape or a length of ground like today?
Mainly just the narrowness of it, Tomo. You guys would have noticed the games down here that Geelong forced you to kick it out in the full a fair bit, and a little bit like Adelaide over the other night with Adelaide Hawthorn game. There's a number of out in the fulls that people just not being used to the narrowness of the wings. So just being aware when you're kicking down the line about the sort of depth or the from the boundary line that you kick. But other than that, mate, it's more just the process and method which we want to go with, which will take any ground around the country. So that's what I hope that you guys get to see from us today, is the contest, what we provide when it's in close, and when they win it, what type of pressure we put on around it.
And one last thing from me, mate, just their back line seems to be back into that super form of having the great ability to take marks from opposition kicks inside 50 over the last few weeks. Is that something that has been noted and an emphasis put on that those entries inside 50?
Yeah, it sure has. They play to their strengths, so they're very good judges of when to peel off, and if you do provide them opportunities to sit off by going to silly spots, they'd certainly capitalise on it. And we can't be a blasted into a forward 50 type of team today. We no doubt when the one-on-ones are there, we'll take it, but we need to be quite thoughtful in how we go inside 50, otherwise we'll have a heavy rebound game. Their group's been pretty tight for a number of years, but it looks like they're back into some reasonable shape as a group, their back group.
And what will you see, Jade, last one from us up here, what will you see from your group in the first couple of minutes to tell you that the boys have got the right attitude and bringing the right mindset to what is a tough challenge for them today?
Well, like I mentioned just before, Andy, it's going to be about our contest, what type of numbers we've got around the ball and how we actually go after them. When they've got it, they're going to win their fair share. So an indication of how we're getting at them to force them maybe to overpossess, but ultimately try and create a few more turnovers. So they're the main things that are best indicator for our game at the moment.
Good luck, mate. We appreciate you joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.